I'll go back to the family when I was. including Jimi Hendrix, Frank Zappa, Captain Beefheart, Grateful Dead, Jeff Beck, and many others. And their reputation grows with every gig. They return to the UK with renewed energy and inspiration. They set about recording their next album in London, reflecting on their US experience. I'm
I'm gonna make it. Thank you. Thank you.
when they literally locked themselves away in the Rolling Stones studio in London for 2 months, writing and arranging the music that will become their most important album. It's a concept album, says the media. It's 1972, and this album will launch them as one of rock's major acts and a worldwide musical force. The album went on to reach number one in the USA and several other countries.
Thank you. Yeah. Of Alex Hart and Becca Langsford. So just give me 1 minute to get my acoustic guitar on for the acoustic section.
Chance to serve us all.
it's the mandolin. Really? They're a bit different to look at, aren't they? Please let me introduce you to the guys on stage. Alan Thompson is on bass guitar, vocals, and mandolin. Dan Crisp on guitar and vocals. Clive and Cron drums. Out there with a double CD that's the music that we play tonight. Plus we have EPs and CDs from the girls, from Dee, from Dan Allen, everybody. T-shirts, yeah. There's loads of stuff out there. So please go and have a look. And 20 minutes and we've got another at least 35 years to get through, so we'll be fine, we'll be fine, okay? Thank you so much.
Oh,
tongue have toured the world, and their music has developed and grown, integrating the sounds of many nations in their music, engaging even more fans' interests. These experiences are absorbed by the band and affect the music they listen to, and ultimately, they will be reflected in the songwriting and direction of music everywhere.
Swimming mine. The sack-like famous is for what it's worth. The ice cream nozzles are refrigerated. The supermarket is our underrated. There's an oven and a shaker.
So let's go in the jungle.
That reflect their history in UK music and provide a hint as to which future directions the band might take.
Stand you abreast and the back of the wall.
dedication and hard work was finally recognized with a Grammy in 1988. This is essentially a thank you from not just the industry, but from their legions of fans as well. This is an award to be shared by the whole Jethro Tull family of musicians from 1968. Through the many joyous years of making good music and great friends.
Smoke and haze of industry. Oh, We'll be right back.